Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Kama, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. Hatokei l'chaveiroi. This person made a fist and punched his friend. That's particularly embarrassing, besides for any other damage. Another pshat is that a tokei l'chaveiroi means he took a shofar and blew into his friend's ear. Some say it means he slapped him on his ear. Either way, it was embarrassing. Sagt der Mishnah, noisin loy, the mevayish has to give to the mevuyish, the one who did the embarrassing. By punching or slapping or blowing, he has to give to the person who got embarrassed, selah. A selah has 4 dinarei kesef. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, no, a selah is not enough. Mana, he has to give him a mana. A mana is the equivalent of 100 dinarei kesef. Vaitra zakta mishnah sitarai. He went and he slapped the person across his face. That's quite embarrassing, to be slapped across the face. Nice and like Messiah Zuz. He has to give him 200 Zuz. A Zuz and a dinner are the same thing. However, if he did it li achar yaday, if it wasn't bad enough that he slapped him with the back of his hand, as if to say, like, you're nothing. Goodbye. Nice and he has to give double, arbame Zuz, 400 Zuz. Vaitrezak the Mishnah Tsaram Biyazne. Let's say he pulled his ear. Some say it means he bit into his ear. Or Talash Besara. He pulled his hair. Or Rokak, he spit on him and he had good aim, v'higia by rukai. The saliva hit him. There's actually a chilek between if it hit his skin or it hit just his begadim. Or says the Mishnah Vayter, heber talisa mimenu. He yanked off his talis. When we say talis, it doesn't just mean the talis that they wore by davening. It meant like the malbish elyon, their overcoat. So it was embarrassing. He was left like standing in his shirt on the street. Or says the Mishnah Vayter, para roisha isha bashok. He removed a woman's head covering. In all these instances, noisein, one has to give to the one who was embarrassed, arba meyais zuz, 400 zuz. Zeh klal, this is the rule, hakalafi chvoidai. This is the sheet of a chacham. The chacham say these shiurim that we just said that were pretty strict, they refer to ashirim, to mechubadik people, because if a person is an honorable person and someone comes along and slaps him, the embarrassment is even greater. But if a person isn't considered such an honorable person, so maybe for him the embarrassment is not so bad. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues on the Chachamim. And Rabbi Akiva holds a fila aniyim shevi Yisrael. Even the poor people. Rai naisen kilu heim b'nei chayrin sheyardu menichseya. You see an ani shevi Yisrael? How do we view him? He was once a mechubadik person. He lost his money, but we still have to give him kavod. We don't say, yeah, he gave up on himself, he doesn't care, he's depressed, he's not makbid. No. Shehem b'nei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They're also b'nei Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no difference between an usher and a mechubad to an ani who is not considered a mechubadik person. Even if he doesn't get shlishi or shishi, he doesn't sit up at the mizrach wall. But these shiurim were said for everybody. Zakta Mishnah Maisa, there was a story, b'echot shepara reisha isha b'shuk. Samataka took off the head covering from a woman in the marketplace. Bas lefnei Rabbi Akiva, she came before Rabbi Akiva to demand the demei boishes. V'chivai, and Rabbi Akiva obligated that person who did this, litin la'arbi me'ezuz, to give her 400 zuz. Amalai, so that person said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, ten li zman, give me some time to pay. But really, the reason he wanted time was to prove something. Sakta Mishnah, v'nasin li zman, Akiva gave him the time. Normally, if someone inflicts a wound on his friend, Bezin doesn't give him an extension. You have to pay up right away. But that's only for a real damage. Boishas, where there's no mamish damage, no money is missing. We're paying him for his embarrassment, so we have this leniency that we give him some time. Although, if he has to pay boishas and other things, so you have to pay up for everything, right? Lamaisa, what did he do with this time? Shemara, he waited, stood there and watched. It was like a detective. And I met this Pesach Atzera. Stood by the opening of her courtyard. The shavat es hakad, he broke an earthenware jug, his own jug, bifaneha, in front of her, iboy, and in this jug was ki'isr shemen, was a small amount of oil, it was only worth an isr, that's a small coin. But this woman, she was very stingy, and she wanted even that small amount of oil, she didn't want it to go to waste. So what did she do? Gilses raisha, she had no problem taking off her head covering, revealing her head, v'yosa mitapachas. According to the Batanura in Masechtas Trumais, Because there's a Mishnah that says that if a chavis of shemen spilled out, we don't obligate the person to be yoshev u'mitapeach. The Batanura explains over there, mitapeach means me'aseh v'sashemen b'tefach shaloi. Why is a tefach called a tefach? Because it's a fist. It's like he takes his fingers and he's scooping up the oil. So here too, what did she do? She stood there and tried to scoop up this oil. So why did she have to remove her head covering for? The answer is, because u'manachas yod al roisha. Then she took her oily hand and put it on her head. She wanted her hair to absorb the oil. The Me'iri says later, her plan was to come into her house and squeeze it out. That she wouldn't have done on the street. And hamid alei Edom. And this person arranged for Edom to see this. Ubal lifnei Rabbi Kiva. Then he came before Rabbi Kiva amalei. And this person said, Rabbi, lezu ani nice and arbe meizuz. For her, I should get 400 zuz. You're right, I did something very bad. But you think she was so embarrassed when her head cover was taken off? Look, she did it herself just to save a small amount of oil. Amalois, Rabbi Kiva said to this person, your time is not worth anything. Even though she's taka embarrassing herself, so nebuch, she can't give in to her yetzahara. The oil is more important than her own cover, than her own sneas. But that doesn't give someone else a right to embarrass. And Rabbi Kiva is going to bring two rais. That even though a person may hurt themselves, that doesn't mean you have a right to hurt them. First, hachoyvul biatzmi, if someone inflicts a wound on his own guf, afal b'she'en rishol, you're not allowed to do that. But l'maisa pater, it's not shaykh to shlimon, who's going to pay? Pay himself? But we still say, acherim shechavlu ba'i chayav, and if others inflict a wound in him, they're chayiv. You can't say, well, he does it to himself, why should I be chayiv? He does it to himself, nebuch. He needs help. But that doesn't give you a right to do it. Another example is v'akaitzis nitiyaisa. Someone cuts out his young trees. Af b'shein rishol, you know how to do that. It's baltashches. But potter, you can't say he has to pay money. Who is he going to pay to? It's his own tree. But we still say acherim shekatzisu es nitiyaisa. If someone else went and cut the same thing chayavim, they wouldn't have to pay. Now these are two things that the person was oiver halacha by inflicting a wound on themselves or cutting the trees. If someone embarrasses themselves, for sure we can't say that somehow that's an excuse for you not to pay. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, someone is a tokei al chaveri. We said three pshatim. You remember what they are? One is punching someone with a fist. The other is blowing into the person's ear, making a loud noise. The person got startled. Another is slapping a person on the person's ear. Whatever the case is, the din by a tokei al chaveri is the mevayish, the one who did the embarrassing, has to give the mevuyish, the one who became embarrassed, a sela, and as we explained, a sela is dalad dinarim. The Gemara has a whole calculation over here. There's kesef tzuri and kesef medina. The amounts of money changed in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, and then later on, kesef medina is really only an eighth of kesef tzuri. He has to give a sela of medina. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he has to pay much more. He has to pay mana. 100 dinarim of kesef, and the Gemara says it has to be shel tzuri. So it's really much more than just, oh, the first Tana says only 4 dinarim, a sela is 4 dinarim, and the second Tana says 100. It's much more. Because the first Tana says a sela according to what they had in Eretz Yisrael later on. And Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says according to what it was in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Perhaps the reason is to remind him that this is why we lost the Beis Hamikdash, because people were hurting and embarrassing each other. We learned that if someone slaps someone across the cheek, he has to give him 200 zuz. If he does it with the back of his hand, it doubles to 400 zuz. That's much more embarrassing. If he pulls his ear, pulls him by the hair, spits and the saliva reaches the person's guf, grabs off his talis, his overcoat, or removes the hat from a woman in the marketplace. In all these instances, one has to pay the one that was embarrassed 400 zuz, and as explained earlier, kesef medina. The Chachamim say, well, it depends. If he's an honorable person, you have to pay so much because the embarrassment is greater. Rabbi Kiva says, afilu aniyim shebi Yisrael. They're all considered rich. Right now, they don't have their money. But she'ein b'nei Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov, and it's top dollar for busha. The Mishnah concluded by telling us a story. Samataka did a bad thing. He was potter roisha isha b'shuk. Rabbi Kiva Paskin, he has to pay 400 zuz. And the man asked for some time. And he wanted to prove something, and what he proved, Taka, was impressive. Broke a jug with a little bit of oil in it, small amount of oil. And for this woman removed her head covering, scooped up the oil with her hand, and put it into her hair. So her hair should absorb the oil, and later she can squeeze it out. So the man said, for her, I should give 400 zuz. She did it to herself just to save a little bit of oil. To which Rabbi Akiva answered, that doesn't excuse you. Someone inflicts a wound in himself, he's wrong. He violates halacha, you're not allowed to do it. And he's obviously potter, there's no one to pay if he did it to himself. But still, if others inflict a wound on him, they have to pay. And if someone cuts off his young trees, he's over bal tashchis, he's potter to pay himself money. But if others do it, they still have to pay. Because a person hurts themselves, that's not a reason to embarrass them. These are people you have to help, not embarrass. That's what Rabbi Akiva